Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's Missouri River Basin Water Management Conference call. This call is part of a series of calls that are open to the public to allow our water management team to respond to questions related to Missouri River operations. These calls will be held April 20th through the 23rd. The full schedule is available on our website and on Facebook and Twitter at NWDUSACE. Because we were unable to hold our public meetings, we made the slides and videos of presentations available on our website. I am Eileen Williamson, and I will be moderating today's call. This call is recorded and will be placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution System. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines have been placed on mute. Please be aware that the forced mute function does not work on all phones. So if I ask, please use your phone's own mute function to avoid interrupting the call. Do not place the call on hold. We'll turn things over to John Remus, Chief of the Missouri River Water Management Division, who will provide an introduction of his staff and an overview of the current runoff forecast. We also have participants on the line from the National Weather Service. After that, we will move to a few questions we have already received before opening our lines to callers. With that, I'll turn it over to you, John.
Thank you, Eileen. As Eileen said, I'll provide a brief overview. The runoff forecast as of April 1st was 35.5 million acre feet, which is an upper decile runoff. That is about 1.4 million acre feet in our March 1st forecast. Right now, our system releases are 35,000 cubic feet per second, and our forecast is to remain there for the next 3 weeks at least. As Eileen said, we're doing these meetings, these calls, in lieu of our public meetings. This is a water management meeting. We are not going to have a presentation on levee rehabilitation, but we have asked both Kansas City District and Omaha District to be on the line as well to answer any questions you may have on levee rehabilitation. With us here today, I have Kevin Grody, who is our team leader for our reservoir regulation team, and Mike Swenson, who is our power production team leader, that will also be answering questions. With that, I think we'll start. We have five questions that we received over our on our question forum that we posted with the videos, and we'll answer those first, and then we'll open it up to the public. So, first question was received from the Isaac Walton League. The question is, will the Corps rethink rather than just rebuild portions of the levee system that repeatedly fail? We also ask for a thorough examination of the levee system, ask that a thorough examination of the levee system be conducted and that all levees are regularly inspected for compliance to current federal levee regulations. Response to that question is, the Corps is using a three-phase recovery approach to ensure we address the full scope of the issue. Phase one is initial response and critical breach closures. This phase is nearing completion. Phase two includes repair of levees to the original design height. Phase two began last summer, but will not be completed before 2021. Phase three includes looking at long-term flood risk reduction, which includes one, pursuing a small-scale study using the Planning Assistance to States program, two, an updated flow frequency analysis, and three, a multi-year investigation study through this through 2016 of the Flood Control Act of 1970. The multi-year investigation study effort will be a four-state partnership between the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the states of Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri. The multi-year investigations will formulate and evaluate measures for reducing flood risk, damages, vulnerability, and improve infrastructure resilience. The study's intent is to develop a comprehensive set of measures and a plan to reduce risk, enhance resiliency, and to reduce the cost of repeated repairs to the system. Phase three of the recovery approach also includes a multi-state study that would look at a variety of measures to address flood risk, levee setbacks, and river widening, maybe measures considered as part of that study. Once the study kicks off, it will include a scoping process that will allow the public, allow for public input into the measures and alternatives to be considered. The Corps of Engineers regularly inspects levees within its levee safety program to monitor their overall condition, identify deficiencies, verify that needed maintenance is taking place, determine eligibility for federal rehabilitation assistance, and provide information about the levees on which the public relies. Inspections also provide information on continuous risk management activities and serve as a primary source for information related to levee condition and performance for risk assessments. The second question we got from the Isaac Walton League is, will the Corps look at additional ways to implement flood control methods, such as levee setbacks and or river widening projects? We believe this type of flood reduction efforts will lower crests during high flow events and give the river the room it demands during these frequent high water periods. The response to that is phase three of the recovery approach that was discussed just a few seconds ago includes a multi-state study that would look at a variety of measures to address flood risk. Levee setbacks and river widening may be measures considered as part of that study. Again, once the study kicks off, it will include a scoping process that will allow for public input into the measures and alternatives to be considered. Third question. I'll let Kevin Grody answer that.
Okay. So the third question was, can you provide an update on the establishment of the soil moisture network in the basin as authorized in the recent Water Resources Development Acts? The response to that is USAID is taking steps to implement the network. There are five states in the Upper Missouri River Basin, which it is focusing on, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, and part of Nebraska. Now, each one of those states has what's called a MesaNet, which is a state-operated network of soil moisture probes. Now, we are working with those universities in those five states that operate the MesaNets to upgrade their capability to provide consistent data across the basin. This would also include the instrumentation for plain snow. The data will be used by a number of agencies to improve existing products or develop new ones, and also used by this office for reservoir management operations. Back in 2008, we funded an initial instrumentation study with South Dakota State University to identify the recommended instruments needed to collect the data. Recently, we've awarded an initial proof of concept contract with the states of Montana, Wyoming, and South Dakota to upgrade one of the existing sites in each of those three states and identify lessons learned for wider implementation. We are continuing to develop contract capability with the state universities to upgrade the rest of their sites so they can provide consistent data. In the next year, we will also be identifying the overall approach for installing new sites across the upper basin. The next question regarding this monitoring network is, has the Corps requested all the funding needed to install, operate, and maintain this much-needed network? The answer is the total project cost is estimated to be $43 million, and Congress has so far appropriated $2.6 million. So the Corps continues to express the capability each year, and we rely on funding appropriated by Congress for project execution. Breaking that out year by year, that $2.6 million, $100,000 was in fiscal year 18, $1.5 million in FY19, and $1 million in FY20. USACE, or the Corps, has very limited capacity to fund operations and maintenance after the sites are installed, and this really depends on the type of funding that is appropriated by Congress. We are working with the states and other federal agencies to determine how long-term operation and maintenance of these sites will be funded once the installation is complete. And that completes my answer.
Thank you, Kevin. The fourth inquiry from the Isaac Walton League has two parts to it, and it deals with sedimentation in the reservoirs. The questions are, sedimentation in the reservoir continues to be a big concern for the league and many other groups. How is the Corps working with federal, state, and tribal agencies and landowners to implement practices that will reduce sediment from entering the system? And the second part of that question is, can you provide any updates on exploring methods to reduce the amount of accumulated sediment currently in the reservoirs? To address the first part of that question, in general, sediment management in the watershed itself is not an area of responsibility for the Corps of Engineers. I know that may sound like a bureaucratic cop-out, but the Corps does really lack the authority to go out and implement projects in the watershed. However, we have done some studies on the Niobrara River Basin through our regional sediment management program, where we identified a number of possible sources and identified at the conceptual level some possible solutions that could be implemented if authority and funding was provided. Along that same line, there are multiple reservoir flushing events that are being monitored across the nation by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. We are currently developing tools to better estimate sediment yield from the reservoirs where data is sparse. Just a few things that we have been doing. USACE is updating the regulatory guidance on permitting and discharging sediments from reservoirs and incorporating that into our lessons learned. We're also looking at increasing efforts in reservoir sediment management research to develop tools that can be used. And multiple districts, including the Omaha District, have begun working on sediment management plans for reservoirs to examine ways to reduce sediment load from the watershed, as well as ways to regain some equilibrium of sediment transport in the channel below the dams. I want to caution everybody that this is really in its infancy, these two efforts, and that any particular action that you would see the Corps taking is still quite a ways away. The other question that we have gotten through our internet and Facebook is, and we don't know who this is from, there was not a name attached, but the question is, what is the volume that the upstream dams could hold before you had mandatory releases from Gavin's Point? Our response is, it's unclear what is meant by mandatory releases, as we are required to release water from all of the projects every day to meet the congressionally authorized purposes. However, with respect to flood control operations, there are two separate zones in the system, the annual flood control zone and annual flood control and multiple use zone, and the exclusive flood control zone. Ideally, we would operate in the annual flood control and multiple use zone, where we could capture the spring and early summer runoff that could cause or contribute to flooding and meter that water out at the lowest possible rate over the longest period of time. Excuse me. This provides the greatest amount of flood risk reduction. The top of the annual flood control and multiple use zone is set at 67.7 million acre feet. Once the system exceeds this mark, we are in the exclusive flood control zone, and we attempt to empty the exclusive flood control zone as quickly as practical. It is important to keep in mind that any water stored in the flood control zones must be evacuated before the next runoff season. And that is the end of our questions that we have gotten over the internet. We will open it up to questions, and I'll turn the call back over to Eileen.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to go in order by state. I'm going to offer a few ground rules before we get started. As John mentioned, we're here to talk about Missouri River Plan operations, which includes runoff reservoir storage and releases from the six main stem reservoir dams, Missouri River dams. We do have, we have asked people from Kansas City and Omaha to join us to answer questions related to levee repairs. At the start of the call, we had about 21 callers on the line. So to best answer your questions, we'll go in alphabetical order by state. Please state your name and your location, as it does help us provide it gives us more information to understand where you are in the basin and how that is relevant to the answer that we provide. To unmute your line to ask a question, press star 6. And then when you've finished your question, use your phone's own mute function to mute your line. Again, we're going to go in alphabetical order by state. And remember to hit star 6 to unmute your phone. State of Iowa, Kansas, Missouri. Still have 21 callers. State of Nebraska, star 6 to unmute your phone, ask a question. North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming. Okay. If there are any final questions before we adjourn, star 6 to unmute your phone. Okay, thank you for your participation. This concludes our call. We will place the recording of the call online at the end of the week. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We will continue to hold these calls during the week. Tomorrow's call is at 1 p.m. Thank you. Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's Missouri River Basin Water Management Conference call. This call is part of a series of calls that are open to the public to allow our water management team to respond to questions related to Missouri River operations. These calls are being held April 20th through 23rd. We have another call this evening at 7 p.m. I'm going to turn things over to John Remus, Chief of the Missouri River Water Management Division, who will provide an introduction of his staff and an overview of the current runoff forecast. John.
Thank you, Eileen. A little bit for introductions. This kind of setting the ground here. This is in lieu of our spring public water management meetings. We want to concentrate primarily on water management. However, we do have staff from the National Weather Service online. If you have questions about weather forecast and outlook, they could answer those questions. And we do have Matt Kraske from the Omaha District here that could online that could answer questions about levees if you have those questions. In the room with us here, in addition to Eileen, I have Kevin Grody, who is our reservoir regulation team leader, and Mike Swinson, who is our power production team leader, that will also be available to answer questions. Just a little bit for the basin, we are in far better shape this year than we were a year ago at this time. We've had ideal spring plain snowpack melt. The mountain snowpack is just slightly above average, and we've been able to avoid any of the large spring precipitation events so far. However, we are predicting an upper decile runoff for the upper basin, and the soil conditions remain quite wet throughout most of the basin. So we are not out of the woods, but we are in better shape than we were a year ago. Since our event call yesterday, this is the second of five calls. We've not received any new questions, so we don't have any questions to answer here today. So with that, I would like to turn it over to whoever's online or turn it back to Eileen to start the questions from the public. Eileen?
Thanks, John. All right. So before we get started, as John mentioned, we're here to talk about Missouri River planned operations, which includes runoff, reservoir storage, and releases from the six main stem Missouri River dams. We do have representatives from the National Weather Service in the Omaha District who will be able to answer any questions you have. We currently have 17 callers on the line. To best answer your questions, we'll go in alphabetical order by state. Please state your name and the location, as it helps us to understand where you are in the basin, and that may be relevant to your answer. To unmute your line to ask a question, press star 6, and then when you are done, use your phone's own mute function to mute your line. Again, wait for your state to be called. Remember to hit star 6 to unmute your phone, and if you have used your phone's mute function, unmute your phone as well. We'll start with the state of Iowa. Kansas, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is from Missouri.
Go ahead, your name?
Yeah, name is Joe Gibbs. I've sent questions in by the website, I guess. But what is the flow frequency of the flood of 2019? Was it a 80-year storm, 100-year storm, or flow discharge? And the other thing, what were the percentage of the federal dams that were overtopped in 2019?
Okay, Joe, this is John Remus. I'll start with the second question there. I'm not aware of any federal dams that were overtopped in 2019.
I'm sorry, levees.
I'll let Matt Kraske talk a little bit about that. As far as the frequency of the storm, I don't think we've done that yet.
Okay. What are the design levels for the federal levees, or the Pick Sloan levees, or the federal levees? Were they just one storm frequency, or are they different?
Okay, I can answer that based on my past life as a hydrobranch. The levees were designed for a certain discharge. There was no frequency assigned to that when they were designed. And we can get you that information as to which levees and what they were designed for, the federal levees. But I don't have that off the top of my head. But they were designed for a certain level of protection with respect to, say, a 100-year or a 50-year storm. I don't imagine if you can answer his question about how many federal levees were overtopped, at least in the Omaha district. I'm assuming you're thinking on the Missouri River.
Yes, Missouri River, downstream from Gavin's Point.
Okay, yeah. So Joe, this is Matt Kraske. I'm the Readiness Branch Chief in the Omaha district. And on the left bank of the Missouri River, below Omaha, just south of Council Bluffs, is the levee unit L611614. Starting at about that point, all of the federal levees on the left bank were overtopped in the 2019 event. On the right bank, immediately across from that, on the levees that protect from the tributary on the Platte River, those levees were overtopped on the right bank. But then downstream from that on the right bank, none of those levees were overtopped. Once the overtopping occurred on the left bank and those levees failed, it took the pressure off the right bank. So there was significant damage on the right bank, but they did not overtop.
Okay. And that's Omaha district only?
Correct. I cannot speak for the Kansas City district, Joe.
Okay.
Did we have anyone from the Kansas City district join us? If so, *6 to unmute. Okay. Joe, this is Eileen. If you can try to submit your question again, just we want to make sure we hadn't received one. So if you could try that again, otherwise email it to me as well. But I want to make sure that the website is actually working for submitting the questions, okay?
There's a lot of echo coming. Do you want me to resubmit what?
Yeah, if you could resubmit your questions via the form, and if it does not work, then please email them to me.
Okay.
We did not receive your questions and want to make sure that the website is working properly.
I've sent it by that form and that menu at least 3 times in the last week.
All right. Thank you.
There's 4 questions in all. But being on the phone, I tried to... just reduce it a little bit.
Yeah, Joe, we appreciate that. If you want to just send those emails to Eileen directly, and just so we just want to make sure we get the answers and get them into the record here.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay.
Anyone else from Missouri?
Anyone else from Missouri? We'll just continue from Missouri. Montana? Nebraska? North Dakota? Again, *6 to unmute. South Dakota?
This is Steve Harding in Pierre. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm the mayor of Pier. I've met, I think, most of you at one time or another. I just have a quick question on Oahe. Currently, I think the elevation is 1610. You've been down below that, and I think 1607 is the flood zone bottom. Currently, it looks like 1610 and maybe getting to 1609 by May. Are you going to try to get back down to 1607, or that's just kind of dependent? I see most of the Plains snowpack is gone, which is encouraging. So I was just wondering if your intention was to get down to 1607 or just kind of be flexible there.
Yeah, this is Mike Swenson with the Water Management Office. It's pretty typical for us to store some water in that annual flood control pool during this time of year. So, like you mentioned, the plain snow is all gone. That's been captured. We still have the mountain snowpack to come into Fort Peck and Garrison, and so they'll store some water in their annual flood control zones as well. And so eventually we will get the water out of Oahe, but we will store water in there. Right now our April 1st forecast shows a peak elevation at Oahe of about 1615, and then we evacuate that water kind of through the fall and into the winter. I would also mention that our April 1st forecast showed ending April at about 1612, and we're actually about 2 feet under that right now. So our forecast, at least at the moment, is coming in less than the April 1st forecast. So it's possible that our peak release will be less than we're showing, but again, it's very dependent on runoff from here on out.
Okay, thank you. That answers my question. Thanks for doing these by teleconference also. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve. State of Wyoming. Any other questions from any callers? Again, star 6 to unmute. All right, we appreciate your participation. Again, our next call is at 7 o'clock tonight. This concludes our call. Thank you.
Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's Missouri Basin Water Management Conference call. This call is part of a series of calls that are open to the public to allow our water management team to respond to questions related to Missouri River operations. These calls will be held April 20th through 23rd. The full schedule is available on our website and on Facebook at NWDUSACE. I have not placed all the lines on mute because we have such a small number. So when we get to the question and answer session, just be respectful of the state that you're located in, and we'll go from there. I'll go ahead and turn it over to you, John.
Yes, thank you, Eileen, and good evening. As Eileen said, these are a substitute for our public meetings that we usually hold this time of the year. We can't be in public, and we would certainly prefer that that option. Tonight, we're going to just open the panel, open up the call to questions that anybody might have in the basin. Just want to kind of set the stage. We are in far better shape than we were a year ago this time. We have about 5 million acre feet more storage available for flood control. We are still, however, predicting forecasting a top upper decile runoff, 35.5 million acre feet, due to the wet soil conditions in the basin and the projection for above normal precipitation over the next several weeks. We are not out of the woods, but we are in a lot better shape. With me, there's Kevin Grody of my staff. He is the team leader for our reservoir regulation team, and Mike Swenson, who is the power production team lead. And we have representatives from the National Weather Service on the line to answer any weather-related questions. And Eileen, I wasn't on the call. Do we have somebody from the Omaha District online for the answer levy questions?
Yeah, Matt Kratzky's on. I did not get confirmation that we had anyone from Kansas City on, however.
Kansas City cannot join us this evening. So any questions for them, we will take and get answers and post them back. So with that, Eileen, I will turn it over to you to do the questions and answers.
All right, we're still at 9 participants, so I'm just going to go in order by state. If you have any questions, just like I said, I haven't put everybody on mute, so just speak up. In alphabetical order, State of Iowa. Kansas. Missouri. Montana. Somebody may have just star six muted themselves. I don't have the lines muted, so if you are trying to ask a question, you may have to star six again to unmute yourself. Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming. Any final questions before we adjourn? Our next call is at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We appreciate your participation, and this concludes our call.
Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's Missouri River Basin Water Management Conference call. This call is part of a series of calls that are open to the public to allow our water management team and the National Weather Service to respond to questions related to Missouri River operations and reservoir forecasts. These calls will be held April 20th through the 23rd. Our last call is tomorrow at 6 p.m. The full schedule has been available on our website and on Facebook at NWDUSACE. Each of these calls has been recorded and will be accumulated and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution System at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. I'm going to turn things over to John Remus, Chief of the Missouri River Water Management Division, who will provide an introduction of his staff and an overview of the current runoff forecast. John.
Thank you, Eileen, and good afternoon, everyone. Just a few things. Hopefully you've been able to watch the videos. If not, just a few small comments. We are in much better shape this year than we were a year ago at this time. We have about 5 million acre feet more storage available at this time. However, we are still forecasting an upper decile runoff, so we are certainly not out of the woods yet. We continue to have above average releases from Gavin's Point Dam. Current releases are 35,000 cubic feet per second, and we project those to continue for at least the next 3 weeks. With me today is Kevin Grody. He is the team leader for our reservoir regulation team. And Mike Swinson, who is the power production team. Also in the room is Ryan Larson, who is a member of the power production team as well. With that, I will turn it back to Eileen to run the question and answer period.
We have 10 participants on the call. So we'll go in order, alphabetical order by state. And just speak up when your state is called to ask a question. State of Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Montana. Again, star six to unmute your line. Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming.
Any final questions before we adjourn? We appreciate your participation, and this concludes our call. Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's Missouri River Basin Water Management Conference call. This is the last of a series of calls that are open to the public to allow our water management team to respond to questions related to Missouri River operations. These calls have been held since April 20th on a daily basis. Because we were unable to hold our public meetings, we made the slides and videos of the presentations available on our website. I am Eileen Williamson, and I will be moderating today's call. A compilation of these calls will be placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution System at www.dvidshub.net/units/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines have been placed on mute. Please be aware that the forced mute function does not work on all phones. So if I ask, please use your phone's own mute function to avoid interrupting the call. Do not place the call on hold. I'm going to turn things over to John Remus, Chief of the Missouri River Water Management Division, who will provide an introduction of his staff, an overview of current runoff forecasts, and then he will pick up with some of the questions that we received in the last few days. John?
Thank you, Eileen. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for joining us. And as Eileen said, we are holding these calls in lieu of our face-to-face public meetings that we have every spring and fall. And we would certainly rather be having these meetings in person, but that's just not possible here. On the phone tonight, we have Mr. Kevin Lau from the National Weather Service is joining us, who can answer any questions that you may have on river forecast and outlook in the basin for the next several weeks. From my staff, there's Kevin Grody, who is the team leader for our reservoir regulation team, and Mike Swenson, who is the team leader for our power production team. They will be available to answer questions as well. I hope you've had a chance to look at the videos that have been posted for about 2 weeks now on the webpage. Just a little bit of a background. Our releases from Gavin's Point right now are 35,000 cubic feet per second, which is above average for this time of year. We are maintaining above average releases because we are forecasting a upper decile runoff of 35.5 million acre feet compared to an average runoff of about 25.5 million acre feet. We still have about 84% of the flood control storage available in the system upstream from Gavin's Point. And we are planning to start seeing, and we will probably start seeing the mountain snowpack runoff here in the next week or 10 days. The mountain snowpack is just a little bit above normal or a little bit above average. And we have plenty of room in Fort Peck and Garrison reservoirs to capture and manage that runoff. With that, I will turn the call back over to Eileen to begin the question and answer portion of our call. Thank you for coming, and I look forward to answering your questions. Eileen?
John, did you receive the questions that I forwarded you earlier today?
I did not.
Okay,
or I haven't.
So I'll go ahead. Yeah. That's fine. I'll go ahead and start with them. They were submitted by Dan Engelman. His first question is, has an after-action review of water management actions from the 2019 flood been completed, and if so, will it be released to the public?
The answer to that question is we are just now wrapping up the final edits to our summary of operations report for 2019, and when that is published in the next few weeks, it will be available to the public.
Okay, thanks, John. The next question, will system storage be drawn down to the bottom of the flood control and multi-purpose pools in all major reservoirs? There's more to that one, but I'll start there.
Well, our plan is to, under all of our runoff scenarios, whether it's the most likely one, the 35.5 million acre feet, or our upper or lower basic forecast, we do show drawing the reservoirs of the system back down to the 56.1 million acre feet of flood control storage. Now, that may or may not be in every reservoir. It kind of depends on the runoff throughout the year. Some of them may be a little bit above. Some of them may be a little bit below.
Okay. And then a follow-up to that question, are there any plans to draw the system down below 56.1 million acre feet? The reasoning behind that question. Let me go ahead and finish this. The reasoning behind that question is that his organization is concerned about any efforts to draw down below that level due to impacts on navigation and other water supply needs. They referenced how 2011 was followed by extreme drought in 2012, and they're concerned of unintended impacts or overly aggressive releases. Go ahead.
At this time, we have no intention of overdrafting the reservoir system.
Okay. And then his final question is, how will the Corps incorporate suggestions on flood recovery from lower river working group of the state?
That question is something that is going to be addressed through the ongoing efforts of the four downstream states and the Corps of Engineers in the Omaha and Kansas City districts as they move forward with the the various flood studies that they are undertaking and are planning to undertake in the next few years. I don't have any answer to that question other than that.
Okay. So with that, we'll move to open the lines up for questions from the public. As a reminder, we're here to talk about Missouri River planned operations, which includes runoff, reservoir storage, and releases from the six main stem Missouri River dams. I want to do a check real quick to see if we had anyone from the Omaha or Kansas City districts available to join us. Star 6 to unmute if either of you are on the line. Okay. So any questions related to levee repair status, we will take your questions and direct them to the districts for response. We have 12 participants on the call. So to best answer your question, go ahead.
Yes, I have a question. It's Joe Gibbs.
Let me wait. If you don't mind, wait until I get to your state.
Sorry.
We'll go in order. That's okay. So, again, we had 12 callers on the line. I'm going to go in alphabetical order by state, and we'll start with Iowa. Again, star 6 to unmute your line. Kansas. Missouri. Okay, Joe.
Yeah, last time I asked about the percentage of federal levees that were overtopped, and the only answer was from the Omaha district. Is there any numbers on in the Kansas City district on the number of federal levees or percentage of federal levees that were overtopped?
Joe, this is John Ramos. We will get that, and I think, Eileen, we should tell everybody listening that we will have all these questions and our responses to these questions, and they will be posted in a document. But we will get that information to you, Joe.
Okay. You said that the Pick Sloan levees were designed based on discharge, and they had a flow frequency study. I think it came out in 2004. And so is that how you're going to figure what those flow frequencies are for the, you know, the design for those flow frequency levees? For the federal levees.
As I said last time you asked that question, Joe, the levees that are part of the Pick Sloan plan, with the exception of the levees that are around cities like Omaha, Council Bluffs, St. Joe, Kansas City, and so on, we're not given a particular level of protection. They were designed to a discharge that was based on the hydrology at the time, but there was no flow frequency assigned to those. And that is not, they have not assigned a flow frequency to those particular levees.
We can compute back to that, though, can't we?
Well, they did a study. The Omaha District did a study in the late 1980s that looked at the level of protection there, but and I will get an answer to your question there, but it varies from levee to levee what the level of protection is now.
I see. Okay.
But we will post that on your on our questions and answers.
Yeah.
But they are generally the non-urban levees, the ag levees, are generally less than 100 years.
Right. Yeah. The reason I'm asking is the governor of Missouri has an advisory group going together about flood protection, and then the Corps of Engineers is doing a study with the four states, and I just thought that was information that needs to be known and looked at, say, you know, where are we, and so on. And that's
well,
the reason I'm asking it.
Part of those studies is they are, the Kansas City and Omaha districts are updating the flow frequency study that was completed in the early 2000s. So that is part of the study that is ongoing right now, and they're doing some analysis of maybe some pinch points. But the overarching study that comes up with maybe a comprehensive plan has not begun yet.
I see. So do you think that there's going to be new flow frequency numbers? Is that correct?
Well, they're going to update it. I don't know if the numbers will change, but they are going to update the study.
Okay, it's going to be updated. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Joe.
You bet.
Any other questions from the state of Missouri? Okay, moving on to Montana. Again, star 6 to unmute and ask your question. Okay. Nebraska? North Dakota? South Dakota? And Wyoming?
Hi, this is Sandy Stockholm from South Dakota.
Okay, go ahead.
I just have a real general question. We've seen in the news a lot about levee construction, reconstruction, planning, and designing. I was just curious if the gradually reducing water storage capacities in the upper main stem reservoirs due to sedimentation is taken into account when redesigning these levees.
Sandy, this is John Remus. That isn't a factor in the design of the levees. I was just discussing with Mr. Gibbs, the districts are updating the flow frequency analysis for the rivers, for the Missouri River from Sioux City down to the mouth. That will be used, and that will take into account our long-term operations. As far as the flood control storage space, we maintain that flood control storage space. As the reservoir still is sediment, we lower the base of the annual flood control pool. So that's really not a factor in the design of the levees.
Okay. And this is a real general question. I know in our discussions in the past when we attend these meetings, the sediment accumulation in the larger reservoirs, the comments generally, it'll take hundreds of years to fill the reservoirs with sediment. And then with Gavin's point in Lewis and Clark Lake, the comment is generally that flood control is not a large factor in that small reservoir. I was just curious if you could describe just in general what the operation of Gavin's Point, how that fits into the system, and what is its role in water management.
That's a very good question. It's part of the system. And Gavin's Point is what we consider a re-regulation reservoir. And what that means is it takes the discharges that vary sometimes from 0 to 40,000 CFS in a day out of Fort Randall and flattens that hydrograph out to meet downstream targets for water supply and navigation. There is very little flood control storage in Gavin's Point. There's a total of Kevin and Mike, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but about 130,000 acre feet is all the flood control storage in the Gavin's Point pool compared to the 16.3 million system wide. So from a flood control point of view, Gavin's Point is really not a big player when it comes to flood control. It is basically used as a re-regulation reservoir. The pool only fluctuates a few feet a year there, so from a water management point of view, it serves a very specific purpose.
Mm-hmm. Does the accumulating sediment not really affect your ability to use it for re-regulation?
Not at the present. Now, it may in the future, but right now it does not. It is causing some high water tables in the Niobrara Springfield area, and there are some access issues as far as recreational access to the lake, but as far as re-regulating the flows, no, it's not.
Thank you, Sandy. Any other questions?
No.
All right, thank you. Do we have any other questions from any of our callers? Star 6 to unmute your phone. Okay, well, we appreciate everyone who has called in and participated on these calls. Our next monthly update will be in a couple of weeks. And with that, I will conclude the call, and everything, as John said, will be posted online in the next few days. Thank you.